This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
He may say that his motivations are for religious reasons. He may say it's to protect the family. And now he claims that transparency is his motivation. Representative Johnson's resolution is a blatant attempt to further denigrate and stigmatize the LGBT citizens of Louisiana.
Human Rights Campaign's Lester Perryman is talking about House Resolution 4 by Representative Mike Johnson. It's a response to a Senate request that the Louisiana State Law Institute study what changes state law may need to comply with the Obergefell decision regarding same-sex marriage.
It basically just requires that study commission to be held in a public forum and recorded and streamed and archived.
Representative Barry Ivey presented the measure for Johnson, who wasn't there. Norco Representative Gregory Miller asked why other law institute study topics aren't included.
And now we're going to take one particular subject and say we're going to carve out a different process for this particular subject.
Matthew Patterson of Equality Louisiana explained that other decisions involving marriage law, like child custody or wills, don't receive this type of attention.
It's just never appropriate to single out one single thing as the subject of some extra scrutiny for what basically amounts to very little reason.
Ivy doesn't see it that way.
I don't believe we're singling people out if we're discussing the law.
Covington Representative John Schroeder disagreed.
It's either good policy or it's not. If it's good policy, then we should be doing this across the board.
The House and Governmental Affairs Committee deferred it without objection. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.